AM 790 Talk and Business presents Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island with your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser. Join Bronwyn to hear about the next Waterfire event in downtown Providence, plus other great cultural events happening in the community. Now, here's your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelser.
Well, hello, 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 and good afternoon. What a nice afternoon it's been. I've got to tell you, what's up with this weather? I'm not sure what you did over Columbus Day weekend, but it was absolutely gorgeous. I want to say hi to my incredible producer, Brett Ferruccio. What's going on, Brett?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great. What did you do over the weekend?
I worked here at AM 790 and WPRO.
You know, I was trying to figure out how many people actually got yesterday off. I didn't get yesterday off. You didn't get yesterday
Nobody
off.
Nobody in this building had yesterday off.
You know what? That's because we're doing important stuff, right?
There you go.
All right. Well, that's all, you know, that's all she wrote on that one. Columbus Day weekend, we worked it, and it was great. And I've got to tell you, everyone thinks that because the Gloria Gemma Breast Cancer Resource Foundation fire happened 2 weekends ago, and it was fantastic and fabulous, and it did not rain, that water fire is slowing down. But we indeed are only gearing up right now, and we are working feverishly and tirelessly because one of our biggest events of the entire season is around the corner, and one that is very near and dear to my heart, our Waterfire Salute to Veterans, November 7th. It's Saturday, November 7th, and it's probably one of the largest celebrations in southern New England that is actually saying thank you to all of the men and women in the service that have fought for our country, that fight for our country, and that have been keeping us safe and sound. And there's just so much going on. And every year, we started this 3 years ago, it seems to get bigger and bigger and bigger, which is an amazing thing. And each year we have had the ability to reach out to more and more people, whether it's for the resource fair that we'll have or the 300-person torchbearer procession, which will be coming from the State House, which, by the way, if you are a veteran out there, please reach out to Waterfire, and if you would like to be part of this very special torch procession that starts at the State House and comes down into the basin led by the Northeast Navy Band and the Army 88th Band, it is probably one of the most spectacular things I've ever seen in my entire life. Now, I've been with Waterfire for 10 years, and normally in the beginning of a Waterfire, there's this very kind of solemn, quiet ceremony that kicks off with the fires, and this fire in general is just very different, because once we see all of those men and women walking down from the State House holding torches, 300 of them, while the service songs play and we've got the live band, people stand up and we're cheering, and for a lot of our men and women, that's exactly what they deserve and what they need, and we should be cheering for them more often. And we've been lucky, as I was saying, every year to work with some of the same groups, have a lot of new groups, but there's been one group very in particular that I really have enjoyed working with. And they've been with us since the beginning. I met them at Operation Stand Down the first year we were doing this. And they were doing something called the Soldier's Cross Ceremony and the Missing Man Table. And the dedication of these men and women, one, I went up and they were so kind to me because I looked so out of place. One, I think I was wearing like my high heel boots and some ridiculous outfit. But I showed up at Operation Stand Down and I saw what these men and women from this group called Rolling Thunder Rhode Island, and it's Chapter 1, we're doing, and it absolutely blew my mind, and I do not exaggerate when I say that it brought a tear to my eye, and really, it brought goosebumps all over. And so I am so proud to have on my first guest, because Rolling Thunder is coming back this year to Waterfire. They've been with us every year, as I said, doing the Soldier's Cross Ceremony and the Missing Man Table. But I would like to welcome welcome everybody to Larry Brunell, the president of Rolling Thunder RI, right? Chapter 1. Hello, Larry.
Hello. Thank you very much for having me on the show. I appreciate it.
I'm so glad you're here, and I saw that incredible bike you rolled up in.
It'll get you down the road.
Well, yeah, I said, when are you going to offer me a ride?
It's like an RV on two wheels. Cruise control, everything.
Well, so now, how long, Larry? Let's just go back a little bit so that people know a little bit about you. One, obviously a veteran.
Yes, I am a veteran. Yep. I served in the United States Air Force as a sentry dog handler with the security forces in many different places, mostly with the Strategic Air Command, which doesn't exist anymore.
What is a sentry dog handler?
A canine handler.
Oh, awesome.
The security forces were broken into two different divisions. One was basically the military police part of it, which patrolled the installations as a regular police force. The security forces, we worked the flight lines where the B-52s were and the nuclear weapons storage areas. And this is, you know, in the later 70s, mid to later 70s, when the Cold War was going on and there was the big nuclear threats from that time, yeah. Russia and everything. There was a lot of nuclear weapons located.
So how long were you in the service?
I was in the service for a little over 4 years.
Wow. Well, thank you for your service.
You're most welcome.
Incredible.
It was a long time ago.
Well, it was a long time ago, but it's very interesting. Rolling Thunder. So you left the service, obviously, and came back and civilian life. Rolling Thunder. One, let's tell people what it is and what brought you to Rolling Thunder.
Rolling Thunder, to give you a brief recap of how it all started, back in 1987, two Vietnam veterans were sitting having coffee in a coffee shop in New Jersey, and they were discussing the fact that many of their comrades in arms were either listed as missing in action or POWs, and that the United States government wasn't doing anything to go out of their way to find them. So they decided to get a hold of people throughout the United States. Now, this is way before the internet and email. So it was done by phone calls and regular postal mail.
Yeah.
And they decided that they were going to go to Washington, D.C. and approach some of the powers to be in the Senate and everything and, try to find some answers as why is nobody looking and why is this going on.
Is that true? Nobody was looking at that point?
At that point, evidently not. And so they started out and they decided to meet in Washington, D.C. on Memorial Day weekend in 1988. The first Rolling Thunder brought about a total of about 2,500 motorcycles and people with them to Washington, D.C. And as time went on, it grew and it grew and it grew. And the people that were there, the civilians that weren't involved in it, said that the sound of the motorcycles reminded them of Rolling Thunder.
Yeah.
So that's what they decided to name the organization. And the organization is also based on a bombing mission. Bombing mission called Rolling Thunder over Vietnam in 1965.
And so that's what the sound of it, that's what it sounded
like? Exactly. Wow. And as time went by, last year was the 26th anniversary. I believe last year total attendance was almost 900,000.
900,000?
There was about 600,000 motorcycles and another 300,000 people with them. So it was close to a million people.
Now, you don't have to ride a motorcycle.
No, you do not have to. You don't have to. We're not a motorcycle club. Mm-hmm. You don't have to ride to belong to Rolling Thunder. You don't even have to be a veteran to belong to Rolling Thunder. Basically, our purpose and our mission is to make the public aware that since World War I, there's over 91,000 American servicemen and women unaccounted for. Almost 92,000.
That's a staggering number.
Yeah, since World War I. So our main mission, aside from, we help all kinds of veterans group. We're involved with Operation Stand Down. Mm-hmm. But the main purpose of Rolling Thunder as a national organization, and it's international too, there's 95 or 96 chapters in the United States, plus at-large members all over the world,
mm-hmm.
is to bring public awareness to the fact that there are 91,000 people, servicemen and women, who are unaccounted for, 91,000 families that never knew what happened to their loved ones.
Yeah.
And that's what we do. I mean, we bring that, and that's what the demonstration is every year in Memorial Day in D.C., is to make aware that this is still going on.
Well, and make sure that people don't forget.
Yes. You never forget. I mean, that's, we as an organization have we distribute what's called Chairs of Honor. And basically, they're chairs with the POW emblem with an explanation saying, you know, they were 90 since World War One, with the facts that I just told you. And we have placed these in places all over the state, all over, I mean, the Massachusetts chapter. All the chapters, we're working unison together. But
do we have one in the Rhode Island State House?
It's going in.
When is it going in?
I believe right now the tentative date is November 3rd. We have one in Providence City Hall. We put one behind home plate at McCoy Stadium. Yep. There's one at Gillette. There's one at Fenway Park. There's one in the Boston Garden. There's one in the Dunk.
So did you just hear about Rolling Thunder and go, this is something I have to get involved in?
There was no chapter in Rhode Island until like 5 years ago, but some of the people that belong to the Massachusetts chapter live closer to Rhode Island. So they decided that they would start a chapter in Rhode Island and break away from Mass and start a chapter in Rhode Island. Because there's certain rules and bylaws that you're not allowed to have two chapters within so many miles of each other and stuff.
Well, that makes sense.
But so we started this chapter 5 years ago.
Well, you know, I'm so glad to talk to you, Larry Brunel from Rolling Thunder, the Rhode Island chapter here. They're going to be at the Waterfire Salute to Veterans on November 7th. Remember, be there, be square. Show up for all those people that have showed up for you when you didn't even know it. So we're going to come back. I want to talk a little bit more about your presence at Waterfire and more about what you do, because I know it's awareness that you bring about the POWs, but you also do a lot of work for veterans and their families now, and a lot of financial support, and I would imagine emotional support as well. So everyone, you are listening to AM 790, your station for talk and business. I'm Bronwyn Dannenfelser, your host, and we'll be right back with Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island. Salute to Veterans is coming up. And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. And just a reminder, everybody, we are underwritten by National Grid and sponsored in part by Lifetime Medical. So a very big thank you to them for allowing us to talk to you right now, whether you're driving in your car, listening at home, or possibly you're listening to this in a podcast later on. But I've been talking to Larry Brunel from Rolling Thunder, Rhode Island Chapter 1, and we've been talking about, well, we've got the Salute to Veterans coming up, and they have taken part, or Rolling Thunder has taken part in the Salute to Veterans every year since its inception, and it is such an incredible thing that they do with us. So I want to start with that, Larry, and then I want to go in and talk a little bit more about what Rolling Thunder does, more than just the awareness we were just speaking of, because I know you do a lot of work, and you're all volunteers, so nobody's getting paid, and it's pretty amazing what you do. But at Waterfire for the past couple of years, in Memorial Park it's been, and I think this year it's going to go on Washington Street Bridge, right in the center of the installation. You do something called the Soldier's Cross Ceremony. Can you explain to our listeners what that is and what the symbolism is?
Yeah. Basically, the Soldier's Cross, or Battlefield Cross, either what you would call it, was a marker or a type of headstone or a memorial they would use in combat when a soldier was killed in action or whatever. And it consists, and I'm sure that everybody at one point in time has seen a picture of it or a bumper sticker with it on there. It consists of a rifle placed upside down on the ground, boots placed around the rifle, dog tags hung from the rifle, a helmet placed on the rifle. And it's basically a tribute to fallen soldiers. We started doing this ceremony. We just came up with it. And we had some artwork done. We had some things created that we could use in the cemetery, in the ceremony. And we've performed the ceremony all over the state of Rhode Island. We've been invited to down at Exeter Cemetery, the Veterans Cemetery in Exeter, different memorial services, different echo taps, Wreaths Across America when they're down there. And we've been invited by other veterans motorcycle associations to perform this at their regional conventions. Yeah. We did it. We were invited to do it by the governor, lieutenant governor, I think, of Rhode Island when the Vietnam Memorial moving wall was at India Point.
That was last year.
Last year.
Yeah.
As part of the closing ceremonies on the last day of before the wall was moved, we were there to perform this ceremony.
That's a big thank you to Operation Stand Down, right? I think that they were very instrumental in bringing
that. We do it at their events. And we do it a lot of places. And it's we do it to music. Mm-hmm. It's a very touching ceremony.
Now, were you part of creating that ceremony?
Yeah, everything's done in a group setting. I mean, it's, mm-hmm. We have our monthly meetings. We vote on stuff. We put our heads together. We come up with stuff. And as time has gone, we've added a few more things. We have a plaque now. That list has the emblems of all the branches of service that we lay there. We have a flag folded in a case that goes there with it. And we actually trailer this around. We ride in the parade, Bristol 4th of July parade, Memorial Day parades in Smithfield and Lincoln. And we have a trailer that we carry this around with us so people can see during the parade.
And I know at Waterfire, you do it every 30 minutes.
Yeah, we do
so
it.
So every 30 minutes, people can see this happening.
And we get a big crowd. I mean, people...
Wait till the crowd you get this year when you're in the middle of the installation.
I mean, it makes grown men cry. I mean, it's funny because some of the other... You know, the other veterans groups, they'll come up to us afterwards and, why do you have to make me cry all the time? It just is what it is.
Well, and you know, we were saying you all volunteer. What is it for you very specifically that makes this such a big part of your life? I mean, because I know you're giving a lot of your time, all the time, to this organization. Is there a story behind it that connects you?
No, it's not really. It's just the right thing to do. It's about the cause. I mean, this... The name tags it's not about any of us really. It's an all volunteer organization. We don't have a lot of members. We probably maybe have 20, 22 members in Rhode Island, but we're busy all the time. There are days when we're at three or four things in a day.
You're bringing awareness. I know you're doing the Soldier's Cross ceremony. We'll talk about the missing man table in a second as well. But what are you doing as it pertains to outreach for veterans now?
We do a lot. We work hand-in-hand a lot with Operation Stand Down and other veterans groups. We provide, we have fundraisers. We're a nonprofit. Aside from our operating expenses, which all the money that we earn, we are giving out, be it putting together 30 or 40 Thanksgiving dinners and dropping them off at veteran shelters or dropping them off at Operation Stand Down for them to distribute to veterans. Christmas dinners, Christmas shopping for families, the veterans that have just returned and, trying to get their feet back on the ground and whatever.
So you are doing a lot of work with the guys that are and the women that are just coming back
We do. We have a... I'm going to show you this, and I know you're on radio, nobody can see it, but we have these stars made up. We have these stars made up. They're basically cut from American flags that are going to be disposed of and burned. And what we do with these stars, we mount them on those cards.
Yeah.
And on the back of that card, it says, thank you for your service. We carry those with us everywhere we go. And we hand them out to any time we see somebody walking around with a hat that says veteran.
Yeah.
A hat that says, I've pulled up beside people at red lights, the veteran plates, and got off my bike and handed it to them through the window.
That's awesome.
We hand them out at every parade.
Really, really cool.
We hand out, when we do the parades, Bristol Parade, we hand out hundreds of those. We scan the entire crowd as we're walking and riding, looking for people wearing stuff that says Army, Navy, Air Force, I'm World War II vet. And we stop what we're doing and go to and shake the hand.
That's such a beautiful thing. And so you were saying that you don't have a lot of members here in the chapter in Rhode Island, but anybody can join. So if people wanted to join to help you doing all the good things that you're doing, when it's, whether it's distributing dinners or helping doing the Christmas shopping and stuff like that, how can they get in touch with you and how can they become part of this family that you've got?
We have a website. It's actually been... worked on recently by a new member that's done a phenomenal job with it. And it's www.rollingthunderri1.com. We have a Facebook page, Rolling Thunder Chapter 1, Rhode Island.
Yep.
And we have our meetings, one meeting a month, second Monday of the month in Cumberland.
Yeah.
It's minimal, you know, the dues are $30 a year. I mean, it's...
What's that?
And it's $30 a year. And it's an, like I said, it's an all-volunteer thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, we could use help any way we could get it. I mean, it's anybody's welcome to join. You don't have to ride a bike. You don't have to be a veteran. You just, you know, you just want
to... You just want to do
right
thing.
Right thing. Exactly.
I love that, and I love the fact that you're coming back as well with the Missing Man table, which I'm not sure if we're going to have to take a break pretty soon, but I wonder if you can kind of sum up what the Missing Man table is.
Well, I cannot quote you verbatim what each thing on the Missing Man table signifies, but the Missing Man table is set up. It's basically set up for a place for somebody that's MIA or POW to have a place to sit.
Yeah.
And on the table, there's items, a rose and a lemon and salt and a Bible and a white tablecloth. And each one of those stands for a certain thing.
Yeah, you know, I'm reading about it right now, and I know it's on your website as well about what this stands for. But for anybody going to Waterfire, make sure you stop by. It's really amazing. And I know at Waterfire you've got a large poster board that explains exactly what the significance of all of these different things is.
Exactly.
And so, Larry, I've got to tell you, one, what you and your group are doing is just phenomenal. My hat's off to you.
Oh,
and
thank you very much.
I really appreciate also the fact that you come back and you help in our Salute to Veterans, because again, that's very near and dear to my heart. My husband's a Vietnam veteran. My daddy, oh, by the way, happy birthday, Dad, is a Vietnam veteran. My uncle's in the Army or a retired colonel. So I got vets everywhere
that's
in my
nice.
Life.
That's great.
Yeah.
And actually, you keep that star and you give it to someone that you want to. Give it to your husband, give it to your dad.
I will. I am going to give it to my husband. And I might ask you just to stick around. I'm going to be coming back and talking to Mark Karras, who runs our access program at Waterfire, which most of you probably don't even know what that is. But I'd like to talk to him. And Larry, if you don't mind hanging around just for a couple of more minutes, because I think we might be able to talk about some more veterans things as they relate to the Access program coming up. You're listening to Waterfire Ignites Rhode Island here on AM 790, your station for talk and business. Larry Brunel from Rolling Thunder Chapter 1. He rocks it. All right, we'll be right back. We'll be talking to Mark Karras. Bye-bye.